Blog Talk Radio.
You are so ultra awesome, so magnitudinous, so wondrous, so amazing, so astounding. Yeah. God, we just love you. We praise you and thank you for everything. We esteem you. And we appreciate everything that you do for us. Thank you for everything. We try to get on the blog line every night to lead people all over the world into giving you over 2 billion praises a night. God, that's our salute to you, our thanks to you. And we're going to take it up, Lord, because you deserve all the praise. Bless your holy name. Thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning and for starting us on our way. Thank you for allowing us to come before you. What a privilege. The greatest honor of our entire lives is really basically to come before you, the creator of all things in this world. And everything you created, you can fix. Lord, you can fix cancer. You can fix diabetes. You can fix sickle cell and lupus. You can fix backaches and limbs, aching of the limbs. You can fix dialysis. You can fix eyes and ears and all kinds of everything you made, Lord. You know all about it. I'm asking you to pay a visit to this prayer line and do something spectacular in the name of Jesus. We can't doubt you. We believe you, Lord. We can't doubt you. We know too much about you. Much for us. So many miracles have taken place in my personal life, and all these people on this prayer line have experienced miracles from you. We ask that you bind the enemy and cast him out completely. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for it in Jesus' name. Forgive us for all sins, sins of omission, things that we should have done, sins of commission, things that we have done. Help us to forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation and deliver us from evil, we pray. Thank you for everything that you've done again and again. Thank you for blessing our families, oh God, for saving our children, for blessing our children. Thank you for walking up and down on this line this morning and for blessing your people. We ask that you would take over the line in the name of Jesus and give your grace and glory. Thank you for life, Lord. Oh, God, thank you for even in advance for a good day. Thank you for turning things around in the lives of people. People have so many situations where they need miracles. You are the miracle worker. And you said to me, tell the people miracles like we never seen in 2015. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for all your help. We love you. We're your children. And we thank you for loving us back. In the name of Jesus, we glory in you. Now bless us this day. Bless every participant on this prayer line, those who are praying, those who are giving praise reports, and those who are giving prayer requests. And even remember me, I pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you for it in advance. Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
And amen and amen. God bless all of you on this First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. God bless you. We are in the midst of the new awakening. The new awakening. As you study your history, in 1740 they had the Great Awakening, which was a religious experience. But this new awakening is something also. Yeah, great, 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 great. This new awakening where we're moving from the give me approach to God to the thank you, thank you, thank you. There's a new atmospheric change. There's a spiritual shift. We're shifting from the hands out to the hands in. We're shifting from the give me to the thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank him within. Thank him within our hearts, with our souls and minds. And we believe that you can praise him so that you can praise your way to a miracle. Solomon did. Solomon sought to build God something and do something unusual for God. He built him a temple, built him a house. And God stopped what he was doing. That house was a praise unto God. It was such a praise, God stopped what he was doing and came down to see what he was doing and then said, Solomon, what you want? What do you want? What is your desire? I believe God is doing many of you on this prayer line like that. You praised him, so God is stopping to say, what do you want? What is your desire? And praise God for it. Yeah, he will give you your heart's desires. We thank God for it. All right, let's praise him this morning. You got to praise for the Lord. You alive? Are you alive? If you're alive, then get on this line and give him glory and praise. When I say praise check, don't wait till the battle's over. Come on in and shout the praise. Praise check. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want you to tell them, I've been teaching people and saying to others that the seniors are so very important in this day and time, and the enemy's trying to pack them away, let me say it like that, put them away, pack them down, because they know too many of his secrets. Amen. They know the secrets of Satan, and Satan wants to shut them up. That's the approach here in America. It's a satanic approach to our country, because they're pushing young people everywhere and kind of discarding the old people. Why? Because the devil knows that they know his secrets, and he can't manipulate people if they tell so many secrets like that. But I want to take a day tomorrow and tell them how tell them whatever you want on your heart. Tell them, I know you can talk about the Holy Ghost and thank God for that, but I want you tomorrow to just tell them how you got to where you are. Amen. And for your memory, tell them what you take for your memory. Tell them what you take your heart strong or whatever. You're 95 years old in just a few months, a couple months here. And I just want you to kind of share with the people pathway, how you got to be 95. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, I want to tell them this one thing. It's only one way to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Well, I will have you talk tomorrow, Mother.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. All right.
But you know what? That might be the Holy Ghost. Go ahead and tell them
that. No, go ahead. Go ahead, Richard, praise him.
On that statement right there, I want you to finish that statement.
I didn't understand you.
I just want you to finish that statement that you were making right there.
Oh, I see. I was going to tell them the way to fight against the wiles of the devil is stay on your key feet, on your toes, because the devil is out to get every one of us. I don't care how long we've been saved, he's after all of us. But the only way to stand, you ain't going to have to make up your mind that I'm not going to be taken under by Satan, because I know how to fast and pray. When you know he's coming after, it's good to turn the plate down and tell him, I'm not telling you, Seth, I'm not eating today. I'm going to stay with the fast and pray and read my Bible, and you'll find out you can stay on top of Satan.
Amen, Mother. Amen. Amen. In fact, we're on this fast. Amen.
Yes.
Our plan this month for the new year, first of all, our slogan is Miracles Like You've Never Seen in 2015. And I've asked y'all to fast the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of every week of the month of January. And on the Wednesday, let's do an all-night shut-in. That's four shut-ins. Yeah, every Wednesday, let's do that all-night shut-in. We plan to do ours after Bible study. You know, shut-in around 9 o'clock. Amen. By around 9 o'clock. And stay shut-in. If you work, if you're at Amazing Grace, bring your clothes, and amen, you have a chance to refresh yourself there and go on to where you're going, not to your work. Amen. But if you are like Mother Johnson, just get your blankets if you can. Sit in your big chair. Shut in right there. Amen.
Yes,
and
yes.
Let's praise God all night long. Amen.
Thank
Give him praise.
Thank
Make
you,
your prayer request known unto him also. That's a good thing. Amen. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you'll find. And knocking the door shall be open. So that would be Wednesday night. Plan to open up the prayer line as much as we can all night long Wednesday night. Wednesday night, beginning around 9 o'clock, we'll try to go to 7 or 8 o'clock the next morning, something like that. But let's shut in all night long. God bless you. I recognize your Sister Lily Mays and Mother Willie Johnson, Sister Castile. I want y'all to get ready in the queue to give you praise reports. Let me call a few more. Sister Ernestine Johnson. Some of y'all are moving around. Peterson, get ready to give you a praise report. All right. No special order. When I say the line is open to you, just jump in there and give you a praise report in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Y'all ready? The line is open to you. Who is first?
Praise the Lord. He's a good God. He woke me up this morning, started me on the way. Oh, hallelujah. I tell you, if it hadn't been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? I just thank and praise God for his goodness and mercy. I thank and praise God for the prayer line. Thank and praise God for Dr. Johnson, who is the head over the front. I just thank and praise God for everybody on the line. But I don't call your names in order they should be in. But I just thank and praise everybody on the prayer line. He's been good to me, and he brought me, and he kept me, and he's still keeping me. I just thank everything that he does. Oh, hallelujah. Yesterday morning, I was on the prayer line. My granddaughter called me, and I waited until it was over, then I called her back. She was out to St. Vincent Hospital. She gave me dizzy spells. Y'all pray for her. And I had to go pick up my great-great-grandson, Quint. I said, oh, Lord, it was cold, too. But nevertheless, the Lord aimed for me to go all the way out there and come back. So I did, looking around, trying to find a boy, a hamburger, he wanted chicken nuggets. I said, boy, it ain't time for chicken nuggets. But anyway, God is good. He is good.
Oh,
had a nice seat.
For you.
Y'all pray for my my granddaughter.
Oh, your granddaughter. All right, Mother Willie Johnson. God bless you. All right, the line is open to you. Anybody else?
Praise the Lord. This is Sister Lily Hayes, 334. I will lift my eyes up into the hills from whence cometh all my help.
Hallelujah.
All of my help come from the Lord. I praise God for all of you this morning, and Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson, and Ambassador Elect Getty Johnson, and Mother Atlee Johnson, and all the ambassadors, ministers, preachers, saints that are on this prayer line this morning. It's a blessing just to be here. It is a blessing just to be able to call God's name. It is a blessing just to say, thank you, Lord. I thank God for everything. For it's through him I move, live, and have my being. God is so good. And I thank him. I thank him for all of you, all of your prayers. And I continue to pray and praise him all through the day for my family and you and everyone. So let us continue to just lift each other up in prayer and praises for our entire family, our nation, and everyone. I love all of you. Have a blessed day.
God bless you, Sister Mays. Wonderful. All right, the line is open to you. Who else has a praise report?
Praise the Lord. Dr. Johnson, this is Sister Castile, and
yes, ma'am.
God is good all the time, and all the time, every time, God is good. And I do thank and praise him this morning on January 6, 2015, that I'm still here.
Mm-hmm.
After all that I've been through, I am still here. Too many to mention, but the good outweighs the bad, and I'm so glad that I'm able to speak about it and to let anyone know and everybody know who he is by my life. I'm so happy today. I am in the state of Illinois today. You all prayed with me last week, and I got here safely from Minneapolis to Chicago for the funeral of Mr. Ben Stevens, and it is snowing here, but the devil is a liar. We're going to go through anyway. and have with his family. We're going to just go through anyway. So I am downtown in Chicago. And I do thank and praise you all for your prayers, and I thank us for our great leader. We always remember him. Dr. Johnson is a great man of God. I'm so glad to know him and that he can call my name and that he knows me in that respect of being on the prayer line. So I just thank God for him and his family, all the way down to all kind of generations in his family. And I thank God for him, and may success and favor be his reward. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much. I still, everybody needs to be encouraged, and I receive that in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much. Let me go to the hospital here. Sister Jerry, are you still there? I want to hear your praise report. Are you still there?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I'm happy to be alive. I just thank the Lord. Hallelujah. And I am speaking it in existence that I am healed. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you. All right. God bless you. Did you have a good night, Sister Jerry?
Yes. I'm sorry I did. Yes.
All right. In the name of Jesus, raise your hand.
Okay.
Right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are over everything in this world. Yeah, you are God. And we brag about you all over the world. I want you to do something for us this morning. Look on to Siri, not for me personally, but for her. And would you let the oil and the anointing touch her body and heal those hands, legs, any place that she's having problems moving. God, I need a spectacular miracle. And you can do it. You can do it exceeding abundantly above all we even ask. I think. I want you to give her a spectacular miracle. That's my request to you. To give her a spectacular miracle. God, touch her body. And send in the name of Jesus, whatever's blocking any signals and causing her any stoppage from moving her hands and feet or whatever it is.
Oh.
I ask you, Lord, to bind the devil there and release from the brain area to all of the limbs, the activities of her limbs.
Oh,
be able to move, cause her to be able to have the activities like she used to. In the name of Jesus, running and shouting and praising the Lord. God, I'm asking you this for your glory, that she might be able to give you praise the way she wants to give you praise, that you might receive it for yourself in the name of Jesus. For the glory of God.
Glory.
Touch her. Give her a spectacular miracle for your glory. And I'm asking you properly in the name of the Lord Jesus. And God, your word says that Jesus told us that if we ask anything in his name for the glory of God, he would do it. Jesus, I know you're sitting there right to the right hand of the Father. I'm quoting your word. Ask anything in my name and I will do it. That the Father may be glorified. Oh, my God. Your word cannot be a lie. Jesus, I need you to give her a spectacular miracle. And I thank you for it. And I ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Bless Sister Jerry. Amen. All right. God bless you so much. Anybody else have a praise report? Come on. The line is open to you.
Good morning, Peterson.
Right.
I give glory. Thank you, praise God. Another day I thank you, praise it. But this day I thank you, praise glory. I just thank God because I come yesterday several times. The devil, I guess he was trying to almost fail. I didn't have no, I just almost failed two or three times yesterday in the house. I didn't have no strength, but I just thank, praise God, that he helped me, because when nobody was with me. And last night, I did sleep a little, I got a little rest that night because
you, Lord.
Most of life I hadn't been sleeping. I thank you, praise God. God, the rest of that tonight. I thank you, praise God, for your son better. But God is good because I guess the devil said I can't get her on one thing. We'll get her on another, but I'm still fighting against Satan. I'm not going to give up. Whatever the devil throw against me, I'm not giving up. I'm throwing it back to her. So I thank you, praise God, for who he is in my life. I continue to praise God for everything that happened to me. That's not right. I still praise and thank God. Things that go on that shouldn't be going on, I still thank and praise God for that. Pay up, I need, I should be getting it, and I'm not getting it. So I thank and praise God for that. I continue to pray with. I just ask him to send me help, and somehow somebody help me. So I thank and praise God, because God is good. And there's no other. I wouldn't trade him for nothing in the world, for nobody, because nobody like God. And I continue to bless him all the time. And I thank everybody for praying for me. Y'all continue to pray for me. Because I'm going to win this battle.
All right. God bless you, Sister Peterson.
Yes,
appreciate you so much. Let's go down to Florida. Lady Guy, are you there? You may want to hear your praise report this morning. You can hear me? Why don't you jump in there and give me your praise report? All right. Until she gets here, let's go. Are you there? All right, the line is open to someone else if you want to give your praise report.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Bonita from Michigan. I praise God from whom all blessings flow. I thank the Lord for saving me, sanctifying me, filling me with the Holy Ghost. And I also want to thank the Lord for healing me. The Lord just let me know to just thank him in advance for my healing. God is good, and I know he's worthy to be praised. And just thank God, because I know and I believe God is going to heal me. And I just want to thank the Lord for just for giving me wisdom. This past weekend, we had some strange person to come to the door, and he wanted to know if he could wash windows. And you don't wash windows in Michigan in the wintertime. And I refused to open the door, and I told him no. And then he offered to give a free estimate. But I'm just praying that God had canceled the assignment of the enemy. God, you know, I know it's just a hoax, but whatever it is, I just want it not to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for using wisdom. Amen. God bless you. God gives wisdom. One of the things I am preaching for 2015, my sermon for the first Sunday, was how to make the right decisions in 2015, or making the right decisions in 2015. And one of the things, I used Jonah, who got caught up in the belly of a big old fish. And when he got in there, the first thing he did, he started praying. So pray and ask God, you know. It doesn't take but a moment, you know, somebody come to your door. Pray and say, Lord, do I open the door or not? I think you must have prayed. You didn't open that door. God bless you. All right. Somebody else with a praise report? Come on. Anybody
else?
Good morning,
this is Sister Roy in Chicago.
Sister Roy, God bless you. Come on.
Thank and praise God. I thank you, Lord, because you brought me from 2014 into 2015. On New Year's Eve of 2014, leaving service, had a beautiful service. And then
I have a praise report about my husband. We've been praying for his face because of the sleep apnea and the mask that he wears. His face is clearing up. So, God, I want to give you the praise, and I want to thank you. I want to keep him on the prayer list, though, for the medication and for the mask he takes. Just thank God that his face is clearing up. I can see the difference. I thank God that he is working not only on his face but on his heart. And I just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing for Douglas Gray. God bless y'all.
All right, Sister Charlotte, take some more of that oil and drink it. And then just with some water, just put about 3 drops in the water His voice is getting better. Amen. I want it completely healed. Amen. God bless you. All right. Did I tell you my other part of my praise report on Sunday morning, what the enemy meant for evil, God meant for good? Yeah, yeah. The enemy trying to stop us from having service. Yeah, our heat was not on Sunday morning, and we decided to go through the cold and had an abbreviated service and just begin to praise God and give Him glory and adoration and sing, "Bless the Lord with me." And they gave Him a praise check. Then the praise went up anyway. Amen. I preached about a 5-minute sermon about making the right decisions in 2015. And amen, God blessed it in a great way. Then after service was over, our deacon pulled up with a van load of people. Amen. And the Lord gave me, He said, making the right decisions in 2015. The Lord said, get in the van. Have service in the van. Amen. Don't take them in the church. It's cold in there. Just warm in the van. Go in there and have service. And I began to, I went in the van. They scooted over. And I just sat right there and began to share what we had done in the church service. And then I began to preach a 5-minute message about making right decisions in 2015. Gave them the service out there in the van. Had my deacon to go get my oil and anointed every one of them in that van. And they began to shout in the van and praise God for He's worthy of all praise. We had church in the van. Let me tell you something. You can have church anywhere you desire. Because, see, the church is in you. The praise is in you. You can send it up to heaven, and God will bless it. I tell you, we had a time on that van. We had a special guest on the van, and that person didn't even get a chance to go in the church. But I tell you what, one thing she can say is that we had church on the van. I'm just praising God for what He did on that van. Oh, my God, I wish y'all could have been there. We were having church up in that van, my God. So that's my praise report. Anybody else? If so, I'll take time to have one more. Anybody else?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Right. Good morning.
If you do this 2016 year up until this day, God has been good. This is Dr. Lacey walking in. God has been so good to me. He's been so good to my family. He has blessed us and gave us another chance. And I thank God for you, Dr. Johnson, and Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, Dr. Fife, all of you. God bless you this morning, and you all have a wonderful day.
God bless you, Dr. Lacey, and Happy New Year to you and to all those up there in that area. God bless you. Amen. All right, God is good. We're getting ready to have our prayer request. Amen. I'm still shouting from that band experience. We had that electricity problem in our church and had worked diligently. The electrician came and stayed at the 10 o'clock the night before and still didn't get the problem fixed. Amen. Had it running for a while and then it shut off just before daybreak. It was the devil. But what the enemy meant for evil.
Yes.
God bless you. All right. Anybody with a prayer request? Come on.
Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Palmer. Hello?
I hear you.
Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Palmer, and I don't have a prayer request at this time, but I would like to say the rejoicing in the Spirit of the Lord that came on you as you gave the testimony, it reached me right where I'm at. When you say you anointed your hands and began to anoint those people on that van, I mean the Spirit of the Lord just rejoicing just like if I was there. Thank God for the testimony.
My God, that's a... You don't know, Evangelist Palmer, that's an answer to prayer. That was one thing on my list for 2015. Yeah, oh. Yeah, I thank God for you. That was a, my God, that answered the prayer. Let me see, I asked the Lord, I don't want to just have to be there. Jesus, you said, or they said, Lord, you don't have to come to my house. Just speak the word. And, my daughter will be healed. So one of my prayers was, Lord, let me just speak the word and people be healed. Amen. Not have to go there but speak the word. So that's an answer to prayer right there, Sister Palmer, Evangelist Palmer, and thank
praise
you.
God.
God bless you. Amen. I just want to pass by people, and I want the anointing to fall on them. Amen. All right, anybody else have a prayer request?
Sister Peterson, unspoken miracle. This one I need, a miracle unspoken.
All right.
Unspoken miracle, right, Jen?
Ambassador Stern, if you're on the line, would you get ready to pray today? Amen.
Yes.
Evangelist Palmer, amen, and Sister Peterson needs a miracle. I've got both of them. All right, anybody else?
Sister Lucille.
Sister who?
Sister Lucille.
Okay, Sister Lucille, go ahead.
I'm asking prayer for my Auntie Maddie. The paramedics had to come and get her yesterday. She fell about 4 or 5 times yesterday. And I'm asking the saints to pray for her and pray for me and my children. Thank you.
Oh, my God. The paramedics came and got her. All right. Come on, let's receive it.
Mr. Johnson in Texas, good morning, saints. I ask you for prayer. I took my mom to the doctor yesterday, and the report wasn't just that good, but I know that God is just that great. And I'm asking you all to remember my mother, Missionary McNally. And if you will, remember Jeanette and Sister Venda, these two sisters in our church.
But tell them their names again.
In these saints, but I know God is on our side. And Sister Jeanette and Sister Venda, as well as remembering my husband, Elder Benny Johnson, in the nursing home. Thank you.
All right, Elder Benny Johnson, that's her husband.
I have a prayer request.
All right, who? Tell us your name.
Yes, this is Sheila on area code 202. Again, I'd like to continue to lift up Jared and Q, the brothers.
Jared and Q,
the brothers that just don't get along, strife, the one that I lifted up, she prayed for me yesterday, continue to pray for them.
That prayer is answered. Just wait on the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. Dr. Pfeiffer, that prayer, I believe it. I join my faith with her. That prayer is answered. Just give God time. I preach the message. What you ask of God going to take some time. See, you got to look at things on this earth. You got to understand that the earth was shaped and formed, but man was made in God's own image. And I don't know where the store is from you, and I don't know where the cleaners is from you. But there's some things that you want to do and that you need to do. Even if you get in your car, it's going to take some time to get there. Amen.
Yeah.
Everything isn't just right there at your fingertips, but some things going to take some time. So give it a little while and see what the Lord does for you. Amen. That prayer has been answered. You got to let the Lord, Isaiah 40:31, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And you'll see a difference in Jared and Q. You're going to see a great deal of difference in the name of Jesus. All right, God bless you. We love you.
Mother Johnson, hold on just a minute,
Mother. I don't know if she got all of her prayer requests in. Sister, go ahead.
Sorry.
Did you get all your prayer requests in?
I had Terry for salvation, my neighbor that don't believe in God, and I'm healing for my daughter, Yasmin. She has a bronchitis really bad, and we don't have insurance for her to go to the doctors. So just healing for her. And
all
that's
right.
It. Thank you.
Dr. Stern heard you.
Amen.
All right, go ahead, Mother Johnson.
Pray for my family, my church family. I've seen them on it. And just pray for all the pastors. Just pray the Lord, just give them strength. Didn't use words.
Oh, God bless you, Mother Johnson. Amen. I want to just commend you. You always remember your family, your pastor, and your church family. Amen. That's beautiful. Thank you so much. All right. Anybody else?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Johnson, this is Sister Mays. I would like to lift the entire prayer line up on this morning. You, your family, Mother Adelaide Johnson, her family, her grandchildren, and my niece, Chandra Johnson, who is working, and Chandra Johnson. She's finishing her RN up, and she's working also. I want everybody to just lift up in prayer, encouraging her to give her strength and the wisdom and knowledge. You know, the enemy is attacking her and her mother. So I'm asking you to please pray for her and her entire mama, Barbara Johnson, and her baby, Amaya, just the entire family, that God will see her through. And God bless all of you, and I love you. And I will keep you in my prayers, too.
Thank you so much for remembering us. God bless you.
And Dr. Johnson. Mother Johnson,
uh-huh.
Johnson from Kansas City.
Uh-huh.
I'm asking you, don't forget to continue to pray for Sister Jerry Hall. And we have two bereaved families, my son-in-law, the Tyler family, and also the Burns family, known all my life. And I'm asking you to pray that God will intervene with those families today. And don't forget to pray for my entire family. God bless you.
Sure will, Mother. And give Mother Vine a call. I just heard someone told me that one of their daughters or something lost their baby. 5 or 6 years old, I don't know. I think I remember that little girl. But give them a call. Call Mother Vine. All right. Anybody else?
Dr. Jeff.
Would
you please pray for the ministry that God has given me? The name of the ministry that God has given me is outside of the church.
All right.
For me. That he will lead me and guide me in his direction.